The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. Read from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called the child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Many say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one child such as this, in my name, receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
When I was about 7 years old, maybe eight, living in New York, I was driving my bike down a very, very busy street. And I've always been pretty athletic, so I was moving at a pretty quick pace. When I arrived at the intersection, there were a lot of cars and trucks that were passing really fast. I was about, I'd say about maybe 100 feet from it. My brakes didn't work. So I was about to rush headlong in the traffic, and all of a sudden, the bike just stopped. It was my guardian angel, no doubt. I would have been flattened like a pancake, and I wouldn't be here now. Has that ever happened to you? Hello? I think not exactly like, you know, little daredevil, little Eddie Broome, no? No, but I think it's happened to us. We've all had circumstances where, very precarious, where maybe in the freeway, maybe some work issue, where, you know, you should have been maybe killed, or at least paralyzed, and there was some divine intervention that happened in a split second that prevented you from being killed. Now, can I prove dogmatically or write a book on what I just said? Of course not. Of course not. But all of us many times have been saved by God through the guardian angel. Let me tell you something even more serious. Maybe it happened in your life that you made a decision to commit some sin, maybe a mortal sin, and it was blocked. Hello? Probably happened to all of us. We're going to do something that we knew was wrong, maybe drinking or some sexual promiscuity or suicide, something like that. And it was thwarted. It was thwarted. It was blocked. And if it were not blocked, maybe we would have died in the interim and we would be in hell now. Thanks be to God for the angels. Let's keep away from the devils, okay? But let's thank God for the angels for so many times, in some mysterious and powerful way, the angels come to save us. Yesterday, I recalled the third anniversary of the death of my father. He died 3 years ago on the Feast of Saint Therese. I had a very good relationship with my father, and many, many conversations. He died when he was 88, so he lived a pretty long life. One occasion we were talking, and he told me his favorite religious painting. You know what it was? I'll explain it to you. You've probably seen it. You have this little child that's maybe 3 years old. Have you seen it, Rose? It's crossing over a bridge, but one plank is missing. Remember that? I think if you don't really pay attention, there was a big plank or board that was not there. And the child, and you saw the rushing currents. Okay? And if the child were to have fallen, obviously he would have drowned. What do you see there? What do you see there? Hello? So you saw the angel there with the wings that were protecting that child from not plunging headlong into this current sin, plunging to his or her death. That was my dad's favorite painting. You've probably seen it. It's been around for probably a couple hundred years. And I honestly think, so I'd like to suggest three things we can do to honor the angels. This is just a side note. We should probably weep the angels had a really lousy season this year. No, the Anaheim Angels? Okay. But hey, you Angelinos, I shouldn't say that, you Dodgers fans, they're still in it, right? They might be the Yankees though, so be careful. That was just a side note, okay? We should get in the habit of praying to the angels, and not just once a year, every day. Every day. And as I said in one of my YouTubes this morning, I think we should try to do it at least three times a day, at least. In the morning, before we go to bed, and then maybe at midday. As you pray the Angelus, hopefully three times a day, pray to the angels. At least three times a day. Maybe more. You might even have a holy hour, you spend a whole hour talking to your angel. Maybe you've never done that before. It's never too late. Second would be this. First prayer that I learned to pray, I was probably 4 years old, was the prayer to my guardian angel. Did you memorize it? Those good mothers of the past, huh? Any mother that was bringing up their kids in the 50s or 60s, I know in the Philippines, but here, that was the first prayer that we memorized. And it goes like this. Dear angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to lighten, guard, to rule and guard. Amen. You know, it's so beautiful because it's a little poem. It's really probably the first poem they learn. Very, very, very mellifluous. There's a lot of alliteration to it. And I think sometimes we think that that prayer is only for los chaparitos, no, just the little ones, okay? Los chaparitos, no, the half pints, huh? No, I mean, I've got several degrees, but I pray that prayer because I really believe it's a powerful prayer, if you believe. And that prayer has a lot of theology in it. So I invite you all tonight, maybe if you don't have it memorized, just Google it in, and look at all the theology in that. It expresses really some of the major functions of the angel. The angels are there to defend us, to protect us, to watch over us, to guide us. That little prayer is jam-packed in theology. So pray it, but pray it slowly tonight before we go to bed. And when you're praying that prayer, don't fall asleep either, okay? Make sure that you don't fall asleep during it. Otherwise, the angel is going to probably do this to you, okay? Is that the way you treat me on my feast day? No. And the third is try to purchase that painting that that I mentioned. And place that painting in all of your rooms. You should have in your rooms a cross. And I know that the Filipinos and the Mexicans love this because you love images, right? Okay. Really? Have a nice cross. Like that. Have an image of Our Lady Guadalupe or Our Lady Perpetual Help or Our Lady Fatima, if you like. Have an image of Divine Mercy. Yeah? Or there, rather. And have a beautiful picture of Saint Joseph. Amen? And then have a nice picture of the guardian angel. If you do that, whenever you come home, you're never going to feel alone. You come home and you're the only person there, but you're not alone because you're in the presence of God's holy angels. Amen.